Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, we got two for you. That's right, two greats, Mark Henry and Tommy Dreamer, giving their opinions. But also we have a very special guest, and that guest is somebody that was trending all weekend long because he blocked everybody. Teddy Long just, why, Teddy, why? He'll give us his answer right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Also, the White Rabbit. What is going on with this QR code? I was there at 9:23 during SmackDown, and it was during a commercial, and the conversation keeps going. We have it with the nation right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Also, we get Tommy and Mark's opinions on your new AEW World Tag Team Champions, The Acclaimed. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Mr. Teddy Long. Sir, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
We're
Player! What's up, player?
What's up there, Mark? How you doing, player?
Man, Teddy, why are you playing hating the world this past weekend, trending at your age, but also hanging and banging in the gym? Because I saw a video of you, and I was like, man, you still in great shape.
Well, let me explain something to you. I heard you just made a comment at my age. What, you know, I don't worry about age, and I don't worry about numbers. If you continue to live, the numbers are going to come. If you live the next year, you're going to be another year older. So whatever age I am, that doesn't bother me, because that don't mean I have to look like that, and that don't mean I have to feel like that. So I'm not worried about my age. I think a lot of
tell him, player, tell him,
reach.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in the wrestling business are worried about it. Maybe that's why I don't have a job now, because they feel that I'm too old. But there are a lot of people that are still working in this business that are just as old as I am. So let's get down to the blocking part. Now, I don't know what happened here, but I sit down and I thought this over, because I did have a problem one time on Instagram. And it was somebody that just kept bothering me, and so I blocked them. So the next thing I know, that they must have got back on Instagram using the N-word, cussing, all kind of foul language. So Instagram shut my whole Instagram account down because of some idiot. So I just didn't ever get back on Instagram. I'm like, hey, look, I'll just leave it alone. I won't worry about it. So I guess this was somebody that I probably blocked on Twitter, because let me explain something to you. I'm a grown man. I don't have time for no gamers and all this stuff. I don't play games. And there's a lot of people that come up on my site that, you know, just saying stuff that just don't really make any sense. So them kind of people I don't be bothered with. And basically, my Facebook and my Twitter is like a business account. You know, I use that just to let people know where my appearances are and what I'm, you know, and where I'm going to be, you know, be appearing at. So I don't really care about a whole lot of Facebook friends and all that stuff. I'm strictly business. So I just wanted to let everybody know I didn't block anybody. There's some idiot that I blocked, and he got mad, hacked my Twitter, and started blocking people. So if you got blocked, you know, I didn't block you. And what they did, they screenshotted my Twitter with a blue sticker, because my Twitter is verified. And so that made people think that it was really me. So, like I said, with the blocking, I didn't block anybody. That was somebody that blocked, that started, that I blocked probably. Then they got mad at me and started blocking everybody else. And the other thing I want to say, I want to thank you guys, Busted Open, Mark Henry, and all you guys, you know, for giving me the opportunity to come on and talk about this. And I also want to thank Nick Hossman over at Wrestling Inc. He was the first person that alerted me to this. I didn't know anything about it. And he said, man, let's get right on it, Teddy, and clear this up. So you guys, Busted Open, Mark Herndon, you guys have had my back. And Wrestling Inc. and the team over there have certainly been great friends, and they always look out for me.
You know, Teddy, I'm glad you were able to clear that up. And I think a lot of people had fun with it because obviously they probably knew at some point that it wasn't you. So, you know, it was trending, but I think people love you and respect you so much that at first it was a bit of a surprise and then they probably figured it out. And I'm glad, first of all, I love when you come on the show because each and every time you come on the show, I learn something. And I think it's a shame that you're not more involved in the world of wrestling right now, because I know how intelligent you are, how much experience you have in this world. And I wish that you would be able to be able to use that more for a lot of the young people that are just starting out in this business.
Well, you know, man, that's not my decision. That's not left up to me. You know, that's left up to the powers to be, you know, whether they want to be involved with me or not, but it don't bother me. I don't worry. Brother, listen, let me tell you something. Mark Henry can tell you this. Brother, on that road each and every day, that is the most stressful shit in the world. So I'm going to tell you something, brother. On the road over 20 years I was. So I came home, and after I was home for about 3 or 4 months, I didn't want to leave. I'm so happy to be sleeping in my own bed every night. I'll get out now and travel. I'll get out now and go make appearances, you know, but I come back home, and I'm able to sleep in my own bed. I'm not stressed. So they're not really hurting me. They really did me a favor. I got a chance to get out and get myself back together. Before I left WWE, I was stressed a little bit. I put on some weight, so I think that had a lot to do with it. I'm not blaming WWE. I'm blaming myself because I got a little stressed, and I put on this weight and stuff, and then Vince had always took care of me, and they have a drug policy there about smoking the marijuana. So I quit smoking weed because I didn't want to let Vince down, and I didn't want to fail no drug tests because I respected him enough that he gave me this opportunity, and I'm not going to fuck it up. So that's why I quit smoking the weed. And then after a while, being stressed out, after 4 or 5 years, I started riding with certain people. I won't call their name because I don't want to put them out there. But anyway, I started back to smoking weed. Then I messed around, failed one of the drug tests, and put that weight on. And so, and I know Vince hates that. He hates the weight, and Mark can tell you about that. So I blame myself. I was the cause of my release. But, you know, they were going to do it anyway, but I think I helped them.
Well, Teddy, I mean, I know you had, you talk about your stress level. You had a serious, serious loss, you know, with Tasha going away. And
yeah,
you're entitled.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. I don't mean to cut you off, you know, and that's something I never did put out there either. You know, my wife passed. And, you know, I didn't put that all over Facebook, you know. And I, you know, like I said, people do what they want. But I see a lot of people put their personal stuff out there when they got out the hospital or they finna go in and have an operation and they go talking about how many knives and all of what the doctors got. Why would you put your personal business out there? Nobody don't really care about all that. So I didn't put my wife's, you know, death out there. But thank you, Mark. Mark knew her real well, and she was a big fan of Mark, loved him. And so I did lose my wife, but, you know, I'm keeping on going, man, because that was God's call. So, you know, I nothing I can do about that but just keep on continuing to do what I do.
Well, we just want to grab you and hold you up, Teddy, because you're entitled to your pain and struggle when you go through stuff. And the one thing we talk about on this channel is we're a family. And, you know, I consider you family to me. Like, you're not just right. A guy that I worked with, like I love you, and
no, we travel that road together, man. Me and you got real close, so is it? And like a lot of people don't understand, you know, wrestling. When you with the guys, you know that is your family because Mark, you know, you and I spent more time with the wrestlers than we did with our own family. So you know what
true.
I mean. We become attached, and you love each other, especially when there's somebody that's true to the game. You ain't got to worry about them lying to you or stabbing you in the back or running up to you and laughing in your face, and the next thing you know, they're burying you. So I done been through all that, and I knew exactly who all those people were.
And if you talk about, Teddy, it's Dreamer. You talk about people paying their dues and coming up. You can watch Teddy Long's career from a guy who's helping out with the ring, a guy who's, you know, from old WCW days, taking the boys' stuff to the back to friggin' refereeing. And then when we're talking about carrying segments, being a manager and then being a general manager, appearing so many different times on the show and then carrying segments. I mean, main eventing segments on television. And I mean, he's done every aspect of this game. And it's funny, I just mentioned him because I said no matter what time people got in the night before, whether it was traveling, whether, you know, just out late at night, Teddy was in that gym the next morning, sweating it out with that sweatsuit
on
for one point.
On that Stairmaster.
Man. And I mean, I'm talking a puddle around him, training his ass off for whatever spot that it was given to. So nothing but props, love, and respect for Teddy Long.
Well, Tommy Dreamer, I thank you so much, man. And I want to explain this. You was talking about the old WCW day. Brother, I started NWA before it was WCW. So I go all the way back, you know. And so thank you so much. And I had the opportunity to work with Dreamer. No problem with him. He was always nice to me, man. Great guy. So thank you so much for your compliment, man. Thank you very much.
Always.
Teddy, you're a kindred spirit, too. A lot of people don't know that you started in radio.
Well, yeah, I was a disc jockey. I started in Jackson, Mississippi at WOKJ, and that's where I had the chance to meet James Brown, God rest his soul. And after I worked there in Mississippi, I went to work for James Brown. So I worked on one of his radio stations that he had in Augusta, Georgia. And then he had a TV show that he started in Atlanta, Georgia. It was the Soul Train before Soul Train. It was called Future Shock. And so I was the music director for that particular dance show that James Brown had in Atlanta.
That's so cool.
Ain't that awesome, man?
That's
what
pretty
y'all,
cool.
See, y'all learning the history of the man. Love that shit.
Hey, Teddy, yeah. Tommy brought up something interesting, and you said that, you know, you were working and you started in the NWA, and of course, that's going back to the days where you did a lot of traveling. You were probably traveling with a lot of different wrestlers at that time. Who was like the one wrestler that you loved being in the car with traveling? And could you share some of those stories?
Well, I traveled with a lot of guys. You know, I really didn't have any. Well, there were some people that you find out once you travel with them, you never want to get in the car with them again. But anyway, like I said, I had a great time with Butch Reed, God rest his soul, him and Ron. They were great to travel with, especially Butch. Butch was a character, brother. He was funny as all outdoors. So I loved being with them. Me and Mark Henry rode together, me, him, and Rodney Mack rode together. But I rode with Mark a lot longer than I did with Rodney Mack. So I enjoyed being with Mark. And I'm going to tell Mark this story here, and I know he'll remember this good. We was getting ready to go into WrestleMania, and Mark had to work with Chris Benoit. God rest his soul. What a great guy. And Mark blew his shoulder out or something happened there, and that messed Mark up so bad till Mark came to tears. And that's something when you see the world's strongest man come to tears. But Mark wanted to be at WrestleMania so bad, and that injury really messed him up. And it messed me up, too, because I'm like, golly, I know exactly how he feels. So if you're not in this business, you don't understand what it means to make it to WrestleMania or to make it to any pay-per-view or any TV. So I just want to let Mark know I felt this pain just as bad as he did.
Teddy, I got a story. I got to tell this because, you know, everybody on Busted Open knows that, you know, I don't like scary shit. Like, man, like, anything horror or suspense thriller stuff, like I can't watch it, man. It'll give me a heart attack. So me and Teddy are riding together. Go ahead, Teddy.
I said, you know, not only are you scared of horror stuff, you scared of needles.
Yeah, everybody knows that too, Teddy. Thanks for putting my business out there in the street. but me and Teddy, we riding together. We fly into New Orleans, and the WWE had booked us at this hotel, and it was a haunted hotel. And
yeah,
Teddy and I didn't know it. And so we check in and we get to the room, and Teddy calls me and he goes, "Hey man, I'm going downstairs. Call me, come downstairs because we leaving." And I said, "What happened?" He said, "Mark, I'm not going to tell you again. Come downstairs. I'm leaving. You ain't going to have a ride." And I said, "All right, let me fucking go downstairs." I go downstairs. Teddy in the lobby. He is gray. He not black no more. All of the color had went out of his skin. And I'm like, man, what's you all right? You need to go to the doctor? He's like, Mark, I went to the door and this woman was knocking on the door. So I went to the door and I looked at the peephole and she was standing there. And I opened the door and I talked to her and she talked back to me. And then I said, well, look, hold on a second. I just told you that my room was clean. I don't need my room clean. And Teddy's going off. And then he said, Mark, motherfucker just vanished. Just disappeared in front of my face. And I said, come on, Teddy, you didn't see no ghost. He said, listen, you can stay in this damn place if you want to. But I'm out.
And Mark, that's a true story, man. I opened my door, and that was this black lady standing there, like she was with, like she worked for the hotel. She had on a uniform and a name tag and stuff, like she worked for the hotel. That's the only reason I opened my door. And she started talking to me and stuff, and the next thing I know, she was gone.
Yeah, that's when you vanished. I think that's when you check out. I think that's time enough for you to check out at a hotel.
He didn't have to
I was downstairs.
I was going to my, I went to my room. I was so scared that I was going to encounter something. I grabbed my shit. Listen, I was outside as fast as I ever moved in my life, Dave. I was like, let's go. Let's go. I don't want to see nothing because I'll have a heart attack and die. Oh, my God. I don't even remember where we stayed. I think we went out by the airport.
Yeah, well, the place we checked in was that Holiday Inn there was pretty known. The guys used to go there and stay, but I know that was the scary, the haunted place was that Holiday Inn.
Oh my God, what a horrible time!
Oh my God, that sounds like a horrible time, Teddy. One last question for me, and again, thanks for the time, thanks for clearing everything up, and I hope you know the social media stuff is behind you after this weekend.
And I want to say this, too, you know, before we go, too. You know, people got to understand, you know, it's like you guys, Mark, you guys, all of you guys, you have your own social media platform. You got your own account. That is that Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, that belongs to you. You have the right to don't accept a person if you don't want to be their friend. You have the right to accept them. You have the right to block them. That's my account. I can do whatever I please. So when people get mad at me because I block them because I don't want to be associated with that, then I don't know, it could be man or woman, whoever it is, but, you know, that's like a coward. You know, that's like a man that's scared to fight a man, but he'll go home and beat up his wife.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that you clarified it. Thank you so much for the time, Teddy. You're always welcome here. And thanks for everything that you've done for this industry. And we appreciate you. And thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you, player.
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy Dreamer. And thank you so much, Mark Henry, and all the team right there at Busted Open Radio, man. Thank you guys so much for, you know, getting my back. And anytime you need to talk to me, I'm a...
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
If you missed anything this week on Mad Dog Sports Radio, I got you covered. It's Mike Babchick's Morning After, where we play back the best clips of the week and recap in a way you have never heard before. It's a roast like no other, and no one is safe. Not Mad Dog. Not anyone. This is a Morning After walk of shame you actually won't regret. You can find Mike Babchick's Morning After on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
I mentioned this last week with Anthony Bowens and Max Caster. Obviously, I have a relationship with both guys. Max Caster worked for SiriusXM, was a board operator here. Anthony Bowens, I've followed his career for years and years on the Indie Scene. Mark, if you remember, we had him in studio on our show a few years back because he wasn't getting that break. He wasn't getting that opportunity. Nobody was really watching him, and he kind of wanted to come on our show to kind of showcase himself, and we allowed him to do that. To see both those guys in New York, you know, in front of, you know, 14,000 fans in Queens, and to win championship gold on national TV, that was a very, very special moment this past Wednesday.
It was, and one of the things is kind of like the elephant in the room. Everybody's kind of dodging it or whatever. But to be an openly gay champion, world champion in pro wrestling is a tremendous fucking milestone, guys. Like, subjective judgment ruins a lot of times stuff like this with people like Anthony. I remember when he first came to AEW and seeing the signs in the crowd, the negativity, the people that, you know, and he won all their ass over. Everybody right now is like, wow, he's the champ. The Sesame Daddy and everybody in the crowd. You know, man, you know how hard it is to get something over worldwide?
Yep.
They have everybody in the arena doing this all over the world. Any fan that knows about pro wrestling has heard about Anthony Bowens and Max Caster. That's a tremendous thing, and I feel like the world is changing for the better. And I had my doubts. I had my doubts, Dave.
I know.
I get down sometimes.
I know. It's been a rough go these last few years. But like moments like that kind of give you hope, right?
It gave me hope seeing Anthony Bowens and Max Caster be champions. Like, stick that in your pipe and smoke it to all of those people that look at the gay and lesbian world as beneath them or low or lowbrow or whatever. Like, those people are working their ass off just like everybody else, and there is no difference. And congratulations, guys, to you and your followers.
And Tommy, it's wrestling's a bit, like Mark just said, wrestling's based on moments like the one we saw Wednesday.
Yeah. You know, I didn't realize that magnitude till I read his tweet when he talked about his grandmother. And that was just, but like the whole thing about, and I know he went through it because we've talked about it, but like, I don't, no one in, I just don't view that as like where people are, like when he said being the first openly gay wrestler, I was just like, we all accept wrestling is so inclusive amongst us in the locker room. Like, I don't think like that was like, I don't get that part. Because I never just like would single anybody out for that. Cool. You are what you are, and I'm happy.
Well,
that
you're a righteous human being, Tommy. Everybody's just, not.
Yeah, I guess.
Darren
that.
Young wouldn't come out even to me in the car. He rode with me for 2 years.
Right.
And he wouldn't come out out of fear that I would reject him.
And I know there's a lot of people like that, but I'm glad that he's a role model. He's a role model for others to feel, because we're seeing the best version of himself. He's happy with his life, and that's how life should be. And we're celebrating his talents and not talking about anything else that goes on. And again, why we praise people and give them their flowers.
Yeah, I love giving people their flowers when they deserve it, bro. And right now, like the acclaimed is like one of the hottest things on the tip of people's tongue in pro wrestling around the world, and they earned every minute of it, and I can't wait to see what happens next.
You know, and like this, and I'll say this, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn by saying this, but like Max Caster, I worked with Max Caster for a couple of years here at SiriusXM when I worked on the NFL channel. He was a board op there. And, you know, Max's dad, you know, played in the NFL. I mean, he was a three-time Pro Bowler. He won a Super Bowl with the Washington Redskins. He was a tight end for the Jets for a very long time. And Max never mentioned that to anybody. Here he is working on the NFL channel. He could have easily told us or one of the bosses, like, yeah, my dad, you know, Pro Bowl tight end, you know, had a 12-year career. He never mentioned that. And I asked him about it. I said, why wouldn't you mention that? Your dad played. He goes, I didn't want to get special treatment. I wanted to prove myself on my own. Like, that's a true story. Like, how many people would do that? Seriously, Mark. I mean, like, he mentioned, and he asked me, when he told me, he said, don't tell anybody. Like, I could say it now, because now it's easily accessed and everything else. But he said, please don't tell anybody. I don't want anybody to know. I want to make it on my own merits. Like, that takes a very special person to want to be. He didn't want to be looked on like anybody else or any different than anybody else. He wanted to be judged by his work ethic. And by the way, damn good worker, Max Caster. And I'm glad that he was able to have that moment this past Wednesday.
Yep.
Unreal.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast. Here to tell you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. The White Rabbit. There's a lot of people on social media talking about this, that this is one of the best things going on in wrestling, Tommy. We don't even know what the hell it is yet.
Yep. Hopefully it's not like the gobbledygooker.
Oh, this would be bad. This, I mean, you know what? If this was, oh, God. Triple H, don't even say that. Like Mark said, like, he knows there's a little bit of damage control right now, Tommy. Like, if you're going to spend this much time on it and get people this much invested in it, it's got to be a home run, no?
It's got to pay off. It's got to be a home run.
Yeah, I agree.
We first have to find out if this is indeed Bray Wyatt. Like you mentioned before, Mark, there's a lot of different stories that you could tell. But first and foremost, we got to make sure it's Bray. I would have to think, right, Mark, that this is Bray Wyatt, right?
You have to, Dave. I mean, if not, people are going to be like, why would you tease me like this and then not give me something?
Well, I mean, they could give you something. Doesn't necessarily mean it's got to be Bray Wyatt. Like, maybe Bray Wyatt wasn't their plan. People are just thinking it's Bray Wyatt, but they have a plan for it to be somebody else. I don't think it's Bray Wyatt.
Wow. How about that? I'm going to
throw that out there right now. You know who I think it is?
Who?
Edge.
Come on, man.
You got us. You stumped us.
Crickets. Crickets. I think it's Edge.
Exactly.
Is Edge gone?
No, but the Dave.
Is it? Wait a minute. Is Edge off of TV right now?
Yes.
Technically, okay.
Yep. The last time that Edge was off of TV, what did they do? They did all those vignettes, right? They had all those vignettes, had everybody thinking, who's this? And then he kind of realized it was Edge. I think they're doing the same thing. I think this is leading to the return of Edge.
That's not good for Edge, though.
I was going to say, yeah, that could have some. I mean, it's Edge, but I don't know if I want to go that route.
Damn.
I mean, everybody's thinking it's Bray Wyatt.
It's not concrete. It's not concrete. But, Dave, what you just said just made my skin start itching.
I had to take my hat off because my head is itching. I took my hair out of my stupid bun.
Frustrated.
Yeah.
Don't be frustrated. Like, this could be, I mean, the calls are coming in. I'm guessing people are going to be angry at me. I'm thinking it's Edge. I'm saying it right now here. September 26, 2022, Edge.
Don't do that to us. To answer the caller's question, I don't feel
a faction. The prince has spoken.
I don't feel a faction would work because Karrion Kross, Scarlett, they're doing their own thing. So is Loomis, Dexter Loomis. I don't think that's you need that right now.
Like, there's going to be a story attached. Like, when I say Edge, that's not to be a letdown. I mean, Edge is a Hall of Famer. There's a story with the Judgment Day. He's out, you know? He's out because of the Judgment Day. I mean, we could see this return. It's storyline related. I don't think it's about... Listen, I would love for Bray Wyatt to come back. But let's not forget, the last couple of years of Bray Wyatt weren't great. The way they did him creatively, they did him no favors. I would love Bray Wyatt to come back to right those wrongs at some point. There's no doubt about it.
Dave, we're in fix-it mode.
Yeah.
We're in fix-it mode. Everything so far is up to par with fixing everything.
I mean, we are, and we're going to have to guess. It could be Bray Wyatt. It could be, all I'm saying, Mark, it could be something else, and I'm softening the blow. Because if it's not Bray Wyatt, it doesn't mean that it's not good. It could be great. Again, let's go with the flow. Of course, you're going to start guessing and thinking of who it might be. But, like, don't set yourself up to fail. Enjoy the chase. Because sometimes the chase is better than the catch. And, again, let's go with who we actually have. Bray Wyatt is not signed to the WWE. Edge is. The last time Edge was gone, we saw his return through vignettes that we saw on both Raw and SmackDown. Now this QR code. Listen, it's not out of the realm of possibility, and I wouldn't be disappointed if it is Edge. Actually, I think it's kind of cool to go up to the return of Edge if it truly is, in fact, Edge. And again, listen, I would love Bray Wyatt to come back, but Bray Wyatt has not signed with the WWE. Edge is.
It's not your fault, Dave. It's not your fault. But you are being the bearer of bad news for everybody that's listening.
I don't think it's bad news,
if that's
though.
The case.
I don't think it's bad
news.
Can
we take it to the nation? Can we do a poll? I know Gabby's not here. Who do you want to see the White Rabbit?
No, I don't even. But here's my point, Tommy. I don't want to put it on a poll. I don't want a poll. Okay. I want people to enjoy this. Again, you could speculate, it's fun. But I don't want, that's almost setting people up for, I don't want it to be a disappointment. Let's enjoy the White Rabbit. I like rabbits. Let's chase the rabbit. Where is it going? What hole is it going to bring us down? You know what? I want it to be Edge. How about that? I want it to be Edge. How about that?
Wow. So you're going to just put yourself out there like that?
I did. I just said it. Because I want Edge to get retribution on Judgment Day. Confuse those fucks. I want it to be Edge. Whoa. How about that?
All right. Whoa.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.